Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's our final high school sporting event out in front of us over these next couple of days. Dustin Carver's 4th-ranked South Golf Panthers engaged in the 80th annual state championships at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel. The defending individual champ, Westfield, it's their home course. They're back to defend. Harrison's Cole Bradley also back to defend his individual medal from a year ago. It's a loaded field as usual, but the Panthers not flying underneath the radar screen. Of the top six team scores posted going in, the Panthers own two of them. Caught up with Dustin out on the links. Dustin Carver, the head coach of the Panthers at Prairie View Monday, and he's anxious to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've been playing some good golf. I mean, there's tough competition. Obviously, it's, Westfield's home course, so you know that they know the course pretty well. And
how much, Dustin, do you think the course will change, from April to now when it's seemingly going to be, those fairways ought to roll a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it was really windy earlier when we saw the course was softer conditions, so the ball's obviously going to travel or hit the fairways are going to roll out a little bit more. I mean, I think the green speeds are going to be the same. We like fast greens. You know, obviously Joe went up there and posted a great number, shot a 69, and I know my other four boys weren't very pleased with the way they played at the state preview, but you get another chance, you get to redeem yourself, and you never know what could happen.
Well, we'll have part two coming up later today with Coach Dustin Carver as the Panthers look to beat its 8th place state finish from a year ago. Don't forget, we'll talk Bloomington North track and field with Justin Helmer tonight. The medal winners, their careers and memories, Reds at Atlanta, first pitch at 7:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Familiar names they are: Nick Burris, Quinn Pizzo, the seniors, Joe Weiler, Tanner Shapiro, Brett Knorr, the juniors, assembled to attack the par 72 Prairie View layout up in Carmel, hosting this year's 80th annual state championships. Here they are, the Panthers, Conference Indiana sectional, second place regional finalist, a very legit shot at a top five or maybe even better over these next couple of days. Sectional medalist was Burris last Thursday down at Champions Point. It was Quinn. Pizzo was team medalist, seemingly a different guy each week. Five together, though, as one. Well, that's the goal, as Coach Dustin Carver tells us in part two of our state golf Panther preview.
Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, Quinn's been playing some great golf. I look forward to him playing some good golf at the state championship. But, it could be any of them.
Sure.
Joe, Tim, Nick Burris, I mean, Quinn, Brett, I mean, any one of them can find a good score. And, we're right there. We just got to go out and not worry about what others are doing and just go concentrate on what we can do. And we can do it. We've done it all year long.
Well, you have indeed, and you talk again about that word flexible, but when you're on, what do you do well?
Well, it's just we hit greens in regulation. We hit fairways and greens in regulation, and if you hit the green in regulation, you give yourself a look at birdie. But if you don't make birdie, you're giving yourself a look at par. Can't put a lot of pressure on your short game, especially at preview. Greens are going to be slick, and the rough is going to be up a little bit. But if you hit greens and hit the fairway and hit greens in regulation, you're going to score pretty well.
Well, all five Panthers averaging in the 70s, led by Weiler's 73.5 stroke average. Play continues on Wednesday, round number two. Don't forget, North Track and Field with Justin Helmer and the guys and the gals that wear the maroon and gold. I'm Joe Smith.